Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio Show. The Spirit Within You is a metaphysical gift shop and sacred study center located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the World Wide Web. As a sacred study center, our purpose is to support you in your spiritual practice. The Spirit Within You is simply here to spark the awakening process. We support you in the awakening process the following ways: classes, events, workshops, products, services, and coaching. I invite you to visit us at www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you as in universe.
What types of pendulums you can purchase. Now, I have to. We're going to discuss the clearing and charging and programming of your pendulum. Okay. Let's start with the clearing. You clear it, and that it's like a clean slate, which only has your energies in it. You can clear it by water, blowing on it. There's a lot of information out there about how to clear crystals.
And so a lot of that information is shared on our previous shows, Blog
right.
Talk Radios, which are archived for anyone to hear. And again, this is Karen Marie Campbell of The Spirit Within You, and you're listening to Lady Asset, and this is our Blog Talk weekly show. And this month, we've been discussing pendulums. Next month, we will be discussing. So what we do is we select a topic, and if there's 4 weeks within the month, and there's subtopics within that topic. So thank you for joining us for our listening audience all over the world. And again, go ahead, Lady Asset.
Okay, now we're going to charge and program your pendulum. Okay, but as you know, by charging and programming your pendulum, you are attuning your own energies to it. This is a very important step, okay, only because it will determine the quality of your answers that you may receive. The technique that I use, okay, really needs a lot of exercise. I do a lot of exercise, not physical, because I'm too old for that.
Shut your mouth.
But I tune my pendulums, and no matter which one they are, okay, after you attune those energies to your pendulum.
So can we, because we have a lot of people who are listening for the first time, forgive us, those of you who know what attunement is. Can you explain what do you mean by attunement?
Okay, what I mean by attunement is that you and your pendulum, okay, will connect energies.
Okay.
Okay, and not only connect the energies, but I believe, this is my belief system, that once your energy is imbued in that crystal pendulum, it becomes more powerful. But as I say all the time, don't let anyone handle it. Don't let anyone use it, because you're going to have to go through the whole process of cleansing, programming it, charging it, and
tuning
it. I was just going to
ask you that.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a hard thing to do, but, you know.
But why go through all that trouble
that, right.
to attune it, only for someone else to come in with their energy and shift
right.
that around, and then you go to try to use it, and you're wondering, hey, this feels a little off. Well, that would be why.
Okay. Now, now you gotta please, after you charge your pendulum, charging and programming, okay, keep your pendulum in a safe place and make sure no one else touches it, as their energies can get transferred into the piece. which makes it that when you go to use a pendulum, all right, it is the new conscious.
That makes sense. I've seen that here.
Yeah. So you've cleansed it now. I know the last show. My programming, all the people, different techniques.
Did explain some of those techniques.
Yes.
When we did a programming, so if your crystal pendulum is in fact a crystal at the end of it, then you would use the same now
method.
If would you use the same method if your pendulum is copper or wood?
No,
metal?
No, that's okay. A little hard. What you would have to do is actually, this is use. I was given a gift of a metal pendulum. What you would do with metal and wood or any other material is you're going to hold it in your right hand.
Mm-hmm.
If you're writing.
In the palm of your hand.
In the palm of your hand. Hold it. Close it over. You're going to take your left hand, and you're going to bring down energy from the universe.
So your palm will be up.
Up.
Harnessing the energy from the universe.
Right. And allow
your
to go.
Receiving hand.
Exactly.
Is your left hand.
Right.
And then what do you do with your left hand?
You just leave it there and allow that energy to go through your shoulders, down that right arm, and into that crystal.
Ooh, I could feel it in my fingers now. Oh, my God. I just thought about it. My fingers started, actually, the middle of my palm started pulsating.
Yeah.
And I don't even have a crystal in here. I'm just holding this.
I showed you what the universe can do.
That's a beautiful thing.
Universe,
I mean, as soon
powerful.
As you said to do that, I put my intention, and all of a sudden, the palm of my hand started pulsating.
Wow, that's because you're very sensitive.
I am
very
a very sensitive being. You wouldn't know it, but...
Yeah, well, I'm talking one way.
And you're nice.
I am. Everybody knows me out there.
You're right. Okay.
Now, after all said and done, and I'm sure you're going to go back to the icons or whatever, archives.
Archives.
Do not begin your question with the word should. Because that's very, very confusing for the energies that you've imbued and programmed.
So, to give clarification, one should ask yes and no questions to your pendulum.
Right, because as it comes from a place of confusion, or uncertainty.
So, can I ask you something? Because when I'm here, I always teach them to first identify. The first thing I do is once they are attracted to a pendulum and I explain what it is, in some cases, sometimes here we'll have a ton of pendulums hanging, and the pendulum sometimes will identify itself with the person that wants to go home. I see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all the pendulums are still, but there's one that's just swinging and moving. So I encourage them to take it. And then I encourage them to just, for a moment, clear the energy of whoever may have held it before, and then ask that, show me a yes. Then once it starts to swing, then show me no.
Right.
Then once it starts to move, then we clarify, again, the yes and no to make certain. And then we'll ask the question. So, for example, if the person who's holding the crystal, their name is Susan, and then I say to Susan, well, ask the crystal, is your name Paul? Then the crystal at that point, when it was identified to Susan what the no response was, it should respond no, because that's not her name, unless Susan really is Paul. You never know. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're a good kiddo. Oh, gosh. Okay, as I said, but no should. Because it comes from a place of confusion and uncertainty, which means you're imbuing that into your crystal. Instead, begin your questions with something like, is my current job aligned with my soul's highest path and purpose? You can then douse for a specific percent. Pendulum dowsing is a method of learning to access your intuition because you're channeling energy for this pendulum to move and respond to your questions. And a specific yes or no. Data level of accuracy by using a dowsing pendulum. What is the pendulum? Your pendulum is a simple access divine guidance, and they are very active, used it correctly. The pendulum is a tool that is used to communicate with spirit by way of your higher self or your guides, and this tool can be used to aid you to make decisions about healings. It is a fast and easy way to get answers to problems. One way that you can comfortably make decisions based on a precise method. An interesting use of pendulum is to find lost objects. And it can also be used to help you decide if a crystal is right one for you to work with. If you are a person who has been working on your spiritual or psychic gifts, this will be you. The use of a pen, and it's a matter of making this to become clear.
You're very comfortable with the pendulum being a part of your energy field.
Because that pendulum is picking up all your emotions, too.
Right. That's why it works.
And there are quite a few different types available if you want to buy one of these crystals, pendulums that we carry in this shop.
And we also
beautiful. Have
online, so if you wanted to go to www.thespiritwithinyou, you as in universe, in me, in you.com, you can go on and click on the products link and go to pendulums, and you'll see we have a ton. We have over 30 different collections for you at good prices. So if for those of you who are living different parts of the world, you can also go online and shop, and we will send it to you because we have a secured website. So go ahead and do that if you like to do that during or after the show.
Beautiful, Karen. Now, as Karen said before, in order to determine your yes or no, now a lot of people who buy the pendulums always think the yes is up and down and no is back and forth. Sideways. That's not the case. Not usually the case. And as Karen said, you're going to ask a question that you know the truth. Okay? If you know the question you're asking is a no, whichever way that pendulum moves, that's your no. If it moves up and down, that's your no. If it moves in a circle, that's your no. You're going to ask a question that is pertinent to a question that is a yes. Like I said, you're going to use your name. And my name is Isis. I'll go to my pendulum and say, my name, Isis. And which way it moves, that will be my yes. Then you're going to ask a question, okay, that the pendulum at this time cannot answer. Okay? That means no should or always keep away from that should word. Okay, you're going to ask the pendulum a question in regards to, at this point in time in my life, is this job right for me? And it may not be able to answer it at the moment because the energies aren't there. And that pendulum may move diagonally, and that will be your answer to, well, it can't answer now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's a lot.
So is that why when we look at the divination tool, the chart for pendulums,
mm-hmm.
you'll see it has yes, no, and maybe,
right.
or some said I can't decide or something
right.
And we have some beautiful charts, mm-hmm. pendulum charts. They're amazing to work with. And we even have a glow-in-the-dark one I like. So you like to play the dog.
Yes, I do.
So you're like, ooh, I just realized. Not paying attention to you.
Oh my goodness. If you are about to use your chart, if that's a simple yes or no answer, and some of the charts, like Karen said, will have maybe. Don't know. It depends on who the chart maker was. But if you need to use the chart, go right ahead. Okay? Like in my case, all right? My no is moving in a big circle. My yes is moving backwards and forwards. My maybe is moving in a tiny circle, similar to yes, but barely moving. I don't want to answer this, and this varies. Sometimes it will move all over the place or stay perfectly still.
That's what I was going to ask you, because sometimes I witness that where an individual is going through the motion of finding their answers as it relates to the pendulum, and the pendulum doesn't move on one of them. And I let them know that that could be your answer.
Right.
Your pendulum is not going to move on that. So go on to the next one and then come back and retest that.
If you are extremely skeptical, which a lot of people are in third dimension, you may hold it back from answering.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Just relax your mind and tell yourself to allow the process to happen. Then you're going to do it again. But most people find that they get the answer straight away.
And some people don't like the answer that they get,
though
they knew that was the answer.
Don't ask the question if you don't can handle the answer. Now, and you can, the divination, okay, with your pendulum, once you get your answers, your yes and no answers, the process of using the pendulum now can begin to reassure yourself how it works. Ask if some easy questions that you already know the answers to, this is just to test it out, then work up to using it to divine the answers, to bring things you do not know. There's a lot of things out there we don't know. Nobody knows everything. Nobody knows the future. The pendulum's here to help you align your energies with it in order to get the loving and proper answers. Over time, you will see how accurate the answers are. You can use your pendulum to aid you in working out answers to all sorts of things. It is really quite simple. One of the things I use my pendulum or any pendulum for, you know, to choose, I always choose my crystals. An example of this may be if your intuition prompts you that the stone in front of you may not be what is labeled. Use your pendulum to get the answer. A lot of stones out there are dyed. A lot of people don't know about that. Take your pendulum and ask the question and hold it over that stone and it will let you know.
Or in some cases, it's just not real at all.
Right. It's just not, you know, it's man-made in a laboratory.
Like Moldavite.
Yeah, you know.
It's one of those that you see out in the market a lot that isn't.
Oh, I bought stones that they didn't, one time, I bought stones that were rare and the seller didn't even know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay. They're just in it for the money, which is fine. But I know my stones. And when I spotted the price, I said, okay, John, let's go. For stones that are similar, like prehnite and light green venturi, you can use your pendulum to help you find out if they are really what they are labeled.
Mm-hmm.
You can always borrow one of the shop's pendulums. Take it to a quiet corner of the shop and ask the question.
And what ISIS means by shop is if you're here at the Spirit Within You and you want to try out the pendulums, we encourage you to do so because we know for some of you, that's the first time that you can freely engage into something, a divination tool, without feeling guilt or shame around it. I don't know why you would, but I guess at my age, speaking into my truth, I can see how someone entering this for the first time may have some guilt or shame about it based on how they were raised.
Exactly.
So we encourage you to come in and pose the questions and play with the objects and hold the crystals, because in that very action that you're doing by honoring yourself, there's an energy that's exchanged as being occurred between you and the object, the crystal, the book. And we see that all the time. So we encourage that here. And Isis is a master crystal. That means she is a lot of years studying. We've seen our crystals, and we have a few of them have not know what. So we they have these So we will guys and so like a right handed crystal hand crystal for your
crystal,
things like that, the dolphin crystal.
These are their personality.
You know, and if you look at crystals, especially quartz crystal is one of the most powerful crystals you can work with. The crystal holds the energy of your thought patterns once you learn how to work with them. And sometimes if you have like a library crystal, which is very rare, if that crystal is for you, it will open up and reveal its content. I've witnessed that myself. Person, they have a library and they put their hand on a certain spot, slid their thumb down, and the library opened up and took them back to the person in time that programmed that library crystal and showed them a whole new world. So I know it exists because I witnessed it from someone that I trust and saw.
You know, even from a shop, they're passion and ability to use it. And of course, we all know what you do. Okay, there are a few stones to choose between. You can use pencil to help you decide one that will work best. For say, a highest good. Always remember, whenever you do work, it's got to be for the highest good of all.
So, that's so important because I find so many people would approach something and they don't approach it with reverence and they want to know something really quickly, but they don't even know the basic principle behind it. And thereby, sometimes they bring in energy to work with them unintentionally that's not for them because they unintentionally have to not have reverence because they did not prepare, because they did not realize that there is a sacredness behind everything. The word occult means hidden, and it's not for everyone. And so we're not doing anything hairy, scary, focus, focus, but come to it with reverence. You know, find out. Yeah.
I would tell them, come with an open mind, but not open that you're ready for help. Okay? Because there's a lot of people out there that say, you know, like people's innocence. You gotta be careful. Always ask questions. Even of me.
Always practice discernment.
Yes.
If it does not feel right to you, don't have to call the person not right then and there, like in New York, because we will.
Yeah.
But you know what you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But just listen and maybe nod your head and then just, if it doesn't feel right, back away from that. And look at it and do your own research and come to your own conclusion. Spirituality, when we go into spirituality, because there's this thing about forgiveness and forgetting and everything like that, it leads us to be open and raw to whomever may not be on that same energy level. So we learn there's different vibrations, and that's how these systems work with the vibration and energy. You must practice discernment. If it does not feel good, walk away from it. That's not a judgment. That is honoring myself, my inner guidance. I am honoring it by stepping away. It is okay to do so. I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to end up walking yourself into all kinds of issues. You know what I'm saying? All kinds of issues. So I, again, practice discernment. Even when you're meeting people in different places and spiritual places, just because you went to a spiritual setting, that doesn't mean everyone that entered that door is spiritual.
Uh-huh.
Practice discernment.
If it don't feel good, drop it.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. You know, and what the reason why I suggest the quartz is that using pendulum made from quartz, and quartz is top shelf. Okay, you'll find true healers, true workers will use quartz. Okay,
the selenite.
Selenite, baby. Every New Yorker in New York who does healing on any level, medical for shaman, chakra balances, any workers always have selenite. either under the mid table or around your office or work area.
And we have a ton of that ones that just came in.
Just came in, and I am so happy
to work with.
I am so happy. You know, and it's good for picking up, you know, messages coming through the courts. As court principle is a strong amplifier of energy, it's also proven scientifically. So I only have to look at that.
Well, if you look at the fact that quartz crystals are used in computers and watches, used in a lot of things, just like how the quartz single came about.
Right.
You know, which is, I love that, the fact that that came about because Silicon Valley was using it for the chipset. And when they realized that you can actually strike it and transform it, that's where the single came from. And I learned that from Lava.
That's great. Well, thank you, Lava. At least that's one thing I want to answer. Yeah.
Olivia, so 3 minutes left.
I have one thing to say. And if your pendulum is made from any type of crystal, please remember that it is important to cleanse your crystals regularly. Because nobody needs to touch it. It could be an area, okay, where the oils are high, negativity is high, that crystal is going to pick it up. So you'll know immediately when you touch it.
That's true. And so I like that. You know immediately when you touch it. And usually for a lot of people, it just doesn't feel the same as when it was first cleared and programmed. It just, and sometimes that could be, it just feels dull. So it needs to be cleansed, reprogrammed. And again, we've been on crystals in a whole month. You can go back to that and listen to that. And we talk to you about the crystals, how to program them, how to charge them, how to use the energy of the crystals. So go back to those archives. Also, if you go to www.thespiritwithinyou.com, you as in universe, not Y-O-U, you can see our events and workshops that we have coming up. We have a major event on Sunday, February 22nd, where we have Cryon, Lee Carroll Channel and Cryon, at the Center for Spiritual Living on Rancho. So we are looking forward to seeing everyone there because those tickets are almost sold out. And I'm very happy about that. Secondly, ISIS and I are available for coaching for anyone who wants to go beyond the beginner's level. We really measure and we are very selective in who we work with, because if you come to us and you're asking us things like magic, that's a no-no for us. You have to learn certain basics before you even elevate yourself to that level. So with that, we want to sign off. We want to bid you namaste, beautiful day. And next week, pendulum is magic for beginners. Notice on a four-week period, the magic part was the last part. Okay? Reverence. Approach things with reverence, people. So again, our phone number here is 702-658-2257. 702-658-2257. Our hours are 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. to Saturday. Lydia Set is here Wednesday through Saturday. Call us. Stop by. We encourage you, again, to purchase your pendulums or come in and use our pendulums here if it's for the first time and you just want to make sure this is something you want to do. We encourage you and we're here to support you. So namaste, peace and blessing. As they say, peace out, people. We love you.
I'm stronger.